You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
Well, hey there. Welcome in, everybody. TGIF, happy Friday to you as we get you ready for a weekend, the last weekend without meaningful football that we will have in this calendar year. You ready for that? We are. We'll get it all going for you today on the show. Glad to be here with you. It is Jacob Albrocht and Tommy Caster. We are coming to you on KFH live over the air, 97.5, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. We're coming to you on our video streams, 12 News Connected, Facebook, YouTube, X, and of course on the Odyssey app, the iHeartRadio app, all the different ways that you can take in the show. We're glad to be with you, whichever one that you choose. We've got fun stuff coming today. The discussion on Rashee Rice's situation took a turn I don't think anybody expected yesterday. So we have that for you. We'll get you ready for a big Royals weekend. We'll continue to look around the rest of the sports world. It's all what's on tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company. Just announced the Kansas Lager Fest. Join WBC along with over a dozen more breweries for samples and celebration of the crisp, clean brews known as lagers. Go to www.wichitabrew.com to get your tickets now. Tommy, good morning. How are you?
Happy Friday. Good to see you today. It was a little bit difficult last night with no Royals baseball. They had an off night last night, so not really anything to follow. I mean, there were other baseball games, I suppose, but I'm ready to get back to Royals baseball this weekend. It's a gettable series against the White Sox. They have to have it. They're running out of games. I know we'll preview that Chiefs preseason game tonight and a whole lot more coming up on the show.
It's a sweepable series, not just a gettable series, sweepable series for the Royals. We're glad to be. This is it. Next Friday, we're probably going to make some picks. We'll bring in Brandon and TJ and Paul, and we'll get that gang back rolling. We're going to try and find some betting content for you. Like, we're there next week. Next week is a game week for us. You know, it's a game week. We've got K-State out in Ireland. We've got KU opening up at home next week. No NFL yet. We'll see, of course, a Chiefs preseason game tonight. We'll kind of dig into what we want to see there, what we expect to see there as well. And yeah, I'm with you on last night. It was kind of, what are you going to do, right? What are you going
to
do?
I didn't have a game to go to. I mean, I was, you know, had to play with my kids. I mean, like, come on.
You're gonna stay up late and watch the Diamondbacks and Rockies last night?
That was, I didn't stay up late. I wasn't going to stay up late and watch that game.
So I'm home pretty late this time of year, almost every night, because we're chasing kids to different stuff. My thing when I'm not watching a game has been, I'm trying to watch through Cheers for the first time ever. Never watched Cheers. There are a lot of episodes. I was really excited about this, and it's good. Like, I like it. I look at the first season. There's like 22 episodes in the first season. I'm like, huh, how many seasons of this were there? Are they all 22 episodes? Like, this is going to take me 3 years.
Isn't it like 11, like 11 or 12 seasons of that show? I mean, it was on for a long time.
It's a lot, and it's good, and I get why it could last that long. I do, because the concept is great. It's just, you know, kind of buddies at a bar, but so I've been doing a little of that. Got one of those in last
Are you
night.
On the edge of your seat about whether or not Sam and Diane are ever going to get together?
So are Sam and Diane, I'm through season one. So okay. Right now where I am in season two, Sam and Diane are together.
Like, the right? Will they, won't they, what's going to happen? Then, of course, Kirstie Alley comes in and changes everything.
I'm not
up.
There yet.
Okay.
I'm not there yet.
Okay. All right.
I'm not there yet. I don't know about all that. So, not yet.
Once Coach leaves and then Diane leaves it.
Max, you remind me of Coach.
Wait, you're like, saying it gets worse at that point, Max? No,
it's not the same. It didn't get worse. It's just not the same.
Everybody says it really hits its peak with Kirstie Alley and Woody Harrelson.
No. Well, Woody comes in Diane's still there.
But I mean, I don't know. I prefer Shelley Long over Kirstie Alley. No offense. I know Kirstie Alley was the Wichita native, but
interesting.
Yes, the same.
I'm
Diane,
not there yet, so I don't even know Kirstie Alley's role. Coach is fantastic. Yeah. I have learned that he did not that he died in somewhere. I think in the season I'm watching now. But yeah, that sense of humor is, man, that's right.
Doesn't
up my alley.
Max strike you as Coach?
A little bit.
Like, I see a resemblance, not only physically, but just in like the style of speech and mannerisms. Like, Max, we found your doppelganger. You are Coach from Cheers.
You kind of sound the same. Your audio doppelganger. Yeah. But it's good. Yeah. And man, I'm so late to that show, but nothing's really like, there hasn't been a moment where I've been like, oh, that age is out. Like, it's all kind of the same.
Once Diane leaves and Norm comes in, I miss when she goes, Norman?
Yeah.
I mean, that was, I love all the Norm entrances.
Norman, yeah. The Norm entrances.
Yeah, the Norm
entrances are
one of my favorite parts is the way Cliff says Narm instead of Norm.
Yeah.
Narm. Narmy. Yeah. That's a good show. Good show. Nobody cares. But that's what I've been doing in my spare time, is trying to, for the first time, go through Cheers. I've been enjoying it, but it's going to take a very long time.
And how shocked are we, by the way, that you really enjoy a show set at a bar? I mean, like, I'm blown away by that.
Or a sitcom set in the 80s and 90s,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, both of those things are. I will tell you that I couldn't do it anymore. There's no way, like, my stamina or physically I could do it. I miss being of the age where you can just get off work and go to the bar and you've got your regular friends there and you know all the bartenders. I love
that. You're younger than Cliff and Norm in the show.
I'm 40. They're not 40 in that show.
Sure, they are.
They probably are in real life, but their characters aren't. There's no way.
They look like they're in their 50s when the show aired.
They look like it, but I don't think they're designed to be that age. Both single. Well, I guess Norm's not single, but
he pretty much was single. I mean, for the duration of the show,
he and Vera are broken up right now in where I am in the progress of the show. But yeah, look, I do miss that. I loved that. Like, that was fun. I think about that now though, like being up till 3 a.m. and, you know, sleeping in till 10:30 or 11 the next day. That was most days. And then I go work nightside
I don't think
I could do that anymore.
I always wanted a place that, and it wouldn't necessarily have to be a bar necessarily, although that would probably make the most amount of sense, but a place that my friends and I, we didn't even need to say what the name of the place was. Like, we'll just see you at place, you know, like,
we'll
see you there after work. Like, you don't even need to like talk about where you're going to go. You know where you're going to go.
Yeah. We kind of had that for a while, but for the most part. I mean, I guess it was a series of places, But generally speaking, it was the same places. And yeah, I love it.
What was it?
Not in Wichita. Yeah.
Was it a place where everybody knew your name?
Yes. Yes. And I think about that too. I'm like, is that a good thing?
Because you know
like,
what? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You went where I wasn't going to, but yeah, that was right there for it. It was right there on a tee for you. All right, let's get ready to roll this. The Rashi Rice news obviously is the massive, massive news of the day. We'll get to that when we come back. Boy, I didn't expect this. I'll be perfectly honest. Of all the things like possible in this, this wasn't one that I expected. So we'll dig into what was reported yesterday, what should be going on with this, and what it means for the Chiefs and Rice moving forward. That's where we'll start our day. We'll take your comments, 869-1240. If you want to chime in, of course, you can always get in on the video streams as well. You can leave comments on Facebook, YouTube, X, all the different places. We'll have it all for you. It's Sports Daily. It's all Brockton Caster on a Friday. Don't go away.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Welcome back, everybody, to Sports Daily on a Friday. Tommy Castor, Jacob Albrock, Max Power producing the program. Sports Talk on KFH presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Jacob, it looks like the Chiefs are going to be able to potentially count on Rashee Rice, at least for the first couple weeks of the season after what we found out yesterday.
Yeah, man, I don't know what to make of all this. So, well, one, let's start with how unexpected it was, at least for me. Like, I did not see this coming. And I'm not even 100% sure this is good for the Chiefs. There's a lot of layers to it. It could either be great for the Chiefs or it could be worse for the Chiefs. But the reality is, what was reported yesterday from Adam Schefter is that the league has set a disciplinary hearing to be on September 30th. So that means until that hearing, he's going to play. And then it goes from there. But that would be the first 4 weeks of the season. Now, there's more to it, I think, than that. But at the base level, for the first 4 weeks, until they have that disciplinary hearing, Rashee Rice will be available to play for the Chiefs.
Yeah, it's interesting because I don't think that anybody really expected it to kind of take this long to get a disciplinary hearing scheduled. And then, of course, it means that he's going to be able to play, it sounds like, the first few weeks of the season. One thing, and you mentioned at the base level what the details are, when you peel back the onion a little bit more, there are some more interesting nuggets that came out of this entire story. I don't know if you saw this part of it or not, but the independent person that the NFL has to hear this actual case has only imposed discipline for one other case. And that was the Deshaun Watson case.
She's only heard
one other case, and that was the Deshaun Watson case. So, like, there are multiple people that the NFL calls on to hear these different disciplinary situations and figure out what kind of actions to take and that sort of thing. And she's only heard one other case, and that was Deshaun Watson. That one was really interesting when it all came down and what the NFL's response was to that, what the discipline was for Deshaun Watson. And so I don't know if you can read much into what that could potentially mean for Rashee Rice or not, but I do find it interesting that this person has only heard one other case in the time that she's worked with the NFL.
I think it's because they've only had one other case get to this point. Since she's been the independent arbitrator, she was chosen through the last CBA. From the way I understand this, she is the arbitrator. So basically, like, instead of going to court, you can assign an arbitrator to handle these cases. And that's what she is. She's only had to do this one other time. One other time it got to this point. That was Deshaun Watson.
So what happens when it doesn't get to that point? Is it a settlement?
They just agree.
So the player in the league and all of that just agree.
Yeah.
So, I mean, does that tell you that there's quite a bit of contention going on between the Rashee Rice side and the NFL side?
So I've seen it from a few different people that try to follow this. So bear with us and give us a grain of salt here on this. But the way I, after all the stuff you read yesterday, the way that I came out of it was, this happens when the player wants to present something and doesn't feel like it's all there, right? So Rice feels like he has something else he needs to do. Maybe the league said, here's what we want to do. And they said, we think that's unfair. That's the part I can't quite figure out. Or maybe he just wanted a chance to go before the league and do this in a formal setting. Either way, the interesting thing is the timing, right? So what I can't quite figure out strategically, because you know that there's strategy involved in this, from, you know, whether it's Rice's camp or the Chiefs, whatever. Strategically, if you know it's going to be X number of games and that's going to happen this season, even if it's the difference, I think, of whether it's 4 games or 6 games. Now, maybe if it gets bigger than that, that's where you'd really want to fight this thing. But if you're the Chiefs, you'd want that at the beginning of the season, right? I've seen people joking around that they put it to they're trying to push it to a softer portion of their schedule. No, I don't think it's that. Look, I think what you don't want is it to hit you potentially in the playoffs or late in the season. You would much rather have it at the beginning of the season if you're going to have it. So what's interesting to me is you're choosing, right, to push this date out. Now, with Watson, there was a good, I think it was Dan Graziano who had a good like recollection or a walk back through the Watson case. So you get to the hearing date. Okay. Then you have to have a little time to come up with a determination. Then you have to have a little time to appeal it. Then you have to have, so I've seen some people even surmise that this may get pushed into next year. And that's kind of where I'm a little tied up on this. Like, there may be a scenario just through the processes and how long they take. Now, the other thing that we'd heard yesterday is that September 30th date would just happen to be the date that fit on this arbitrator schedule. So don't read too much into that date. Like, it was just a scheduling thing. But if they push this 4 weeks, and then they get a decision and they appeal, maybe it's out to 6 or 7 weeks. Like, I don't know if there's a possibility of that, but strategically, I can't help but wonder if there's not some desire for them to say, you know what, like, let's follow this and see if we can push this into next year when, you know, when maybe we're a little healthier or whatever. I don't know what the advantage to push it down the road would be. But man, it's all very strange. Now, it could also be as simple as Rice thinks he's about to get like an 8-game suspension and he wants to try to minimize that. It could be that too. It's all very, but what, again, like what we didn't expect was this to happen. We just expected the league to say, here's the suspension. He appeals, move on, rinse, wash, repeat from all the other things that have happened. But clearly this is going to take longer. And as far as this year, it helps the Chiefs early as they don't know about the health of Hollywood Brown and they acclimate their rookie Jalen Royals. But man, like at some point, like you got to get this thing done if you think it's going to affect you this year.
Yeah, I'm going through the Deshaun Watson timeline because again, that's all, it's not like the cases are similar, but that's all we have to compare it to as far as this arbitrator and getting to this point. That was back in 2022 when all that went down. In fact, if you'll recall, all of the Deshaun Watson situation started to bubble up to the surface and it became public in 2021. And so it was more than a year after the stories came to light and things started to be published that the NFL and the Players Association agreed to use. Her name is Sue Robinson. She is a former U.S. District Court judge and she was the arbitrator in this case. And so that wasn't until the end of March in 2022, he went through off-season workouts in the off-season in 2022. He met with NFL officials during the off-season. He expected to hear from the NFL in June or July of that off-season regarding a decision. Roger Goodell said in May that it would happen quickly, the NFL, I'm just going through this timeline here to hear kind of try to figure out if there's a way we can sort of, you know, figure out what we think this is going to happen with Rashee Rice. It really wasn't until I'm just like scrolling through here. They ended up settling on an 11-game suspension. There really wasn't anything that came down in June. There's a lot that happened in this timeline. I can't find when the actual decision came down.
I think this all leads me to believe the suspension, the league wants a bigger suspension. I think that's my first reaction to it. Now,
okay, so I found it. So the beginning of August was when Robinson ruled that Watson was going to be suspended for only 6 games. The NFL appealed that decision and they wanted a longer suspension. And it wasn't until towards the end of August that they settled on an 11-game suspension. That wasn't even really with Watson. That was with the NFL and the Players Association. So, of course, we've got to keep in mind that the union's going to get involved in this also. So it's not just like Rashee Rice's camp and his agent and his people, it's the Players Association as well that I'm sure, you know, is getting involved in this with Rashee Rice.
I, yeah, look, And is it, do we know if Watson appealed because of that? Like, did they want?
No, Watson didn't appeal. The NFL appealed. Like, originally the suspension was only 6 games and the NFL appealed it. And then they settled on an 11 game suspension.
But who came up with the 6 games?
The arbitrator.
The NFL.
No, the Sue Robinson.
The arbitrator ruled a six game suspension. I'm talking about before that.
Oh, so that, right. there wasn't any. Yeah, that's a good question. It looked like back. I mean, this was like probably several months before the case was heard. During that offseason in 2022, it was the NFL and the Players Association agreed to have the case be heard by Sue Robinson.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to, I don't know. I don't know if Rice fears a large suspension, if he's getting wind of a large suspension, what's making him do that. I would think, my gut would tell me that, yeah, the league's going to try to divvy out a large suspension on this, just based on the circumstances. It's 2 felonies. People went to the hospital. He fled the scene. Like, there's a lot of bad stuff involved in this. So he could just want to get in front of the league and really plead his case on how much it's, you know, he's changed and made him better and all of that stuff. Okay. But to the football point, this is good for the Chiefs, obviously, out of the gates, but I don't know if it's good for the Chiefs this season. If they come in October and say it's going to be an 8-game suspension, I would much rather that be served at the beginning of the season. The last thing you want is this to go into the postseason, and the elephant in the room for me is, what if none of it happens this season at all?
Yeah,
whatever it is.
Yeah,
like, I don't know how the Chiefs are supposed to plan for this. I mean, this is why they drafted Royals. This is why they have all the things that they have.
On a quick side note that's not related to actual, like, talking about the case, our buddy Rick, who we love a lot and love when he comments, commented and on our video stream and said, "So tired of speculation, let's just wait for a ruling." What do you think we do here, Rick? Like, what else are we supposed to do? Like this is kind of our job, you know, to try to speculate and break down what this is going to be. I mean, we're all waiting for a ruling. We don't have it. We're not going to have it for more than a month. This came down yesterday, and so we're trying to make heads or tails of it.
This is Sports Daily, where we don't talk about the news of the day.
Yeah, we're just, you know, we're going to ignore it. We're just going to wait for the ruling. We're not even going to bring it up. We always appreciate you, Rick. We appreciate your comment, but speculation is kind of what we do here, my friend.
I get it. I get it, because you just want to just play the games. And that's what the Chiefs are going to do. Like, I get the sentiment of being tired of trying to understand what the league's going to do, because that's a fool's errand always. Like, there's never an apples to apples situation with these disciplinary rulings. The fact of the matter, and the reason it's so relevant, Tommy, is because he is so good at what he does when he's on the field. And he has proven through, like, all kinds of metrics or whatever you want to look at, that he is one of the top guys when he's out there healthy. And the Chiefs will have him for the first 4 weeks.
And behind,
and those are some of the toughest games on their schedule.
Absolutely. Behind number 15 and number 87, he's the most impactful offensive player on that field when he's healthy. And so that's why this is such a big deal. And that's why there's the speculation of trying to figure out, number one, when is this going to happen? And number two, for how long? And getting into the conversation of what's more advantageous for the Chiefs. Yeah, I mean, I've seen the narrative and the storylines about, okay, if you get this done, like, later, then the Chiefs' schedule is easier then, and at least you've got Rice early in the season and, like, the Super Bowl rematch and all of that. I think that if you were to talk to Andy Reid, he would probably just want to get it out of the way and get it done.
Yes.
So it's not hanging over the head of this offense and of Rice specifically. I mean, like, there could be a scenario where he plays the first 4 games and then the Chiefs are like, man, we just don't even know when we're going to see him again.
Now, if let's say it's a 4-game suspension or even a 6-game suspension, strategically, the move would be probably play the first 4 and get him suspended in the middle of the season. If you're talking about the best case scenario for the football, because you've got him in some of your most difficult games of the season. You've got more time to get Hollywood Brown healthy and Jalen Royals acclimated, and you feel like you'd sustain it over the middle part of the season where there is a little bit of a softer schedule. Yeah, strategically, if you're the Chiefs and you could cherry pick it, that would be the case. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all, but I am a believer that the Chiefs are very intentional in the things that they do and their very next level planning, all that kind of stuff. So if they felt like they could have any control here by saying, you know what, want to appeal this thing, let's kick that can down the road, we'll get this out of the way in the middle. Maybe. Like, I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility at all. But I just think the risk of it is too high to actually have like advised that, because A, you don't know how long the suspension is going to be. What if it's 8 games? And what if it takes another 2 weeks to come up with that ruling? Now you're talking about, what would that be? Week 5, 6, 7, and then 8, you're into week 15. I don't think that's desirable. So I don't, unless they're really confident in the length of this thing, I don't think they would have wanted this, which takes me back to my original thought, which is they must fear that this is going to be a very hefty suspension and they want to have an opportunity to bring that down if they can.
Yeah, I don't buy
my gut.
I don't buy into the quote unquote conspiracy theories that the Chiefs are trying to leverage this to get to a softer point in their schedule and all of that, because if that's the case, they're sort of playing Russian roulette a little bit. Yeah, and
that doesn't
seem, it gets more risky the longer you push this out, because yeah, like you might be able to kick the can down the road to a softer part of the schedule or even to 2026. But you also then run the risk of not having him for the playoff push. And that's absolutely what the Chiefs do not want with their number one receiver not available to play for them. So I don't buy into that narrative whatsoever. In fact, I wouldn't be shocked if the Chiefs are, you know, that they're hearing about this around the same time everybody else is. I mean, I'm sure they've been given a heads up, but
no, I think they're probably involved. I'm not sure
that they are. I mean, like maybe on a very base level. But at least if you go back to the Deshaun Watson situation, if the Browns were involved in it and the Texans before the Browns, it was very, very, very basic. It was the Players Association and the NFL that really negotiated this outside of the teams. That's why that union's in place.
Well, somebody's helping him, but I think the Chiefs are involved in the conversation. I'll put it that way. Like, I don't think this is happening with the Chiefs having just like no knowledge of anything. I think they're very aware of what's happening. Now, again, it would tell me that they think the suspension's going to be long and they want Rice to have a chance to get in front of this arbitrator and show some contrition and hope that that leads itself in. And to the Deshaun Watson thing, just remember, yeah, their initial there was only 6. So she kind of, if they go into like looking at trends and see Jordan Addison, she may say 3. And maybe that's why they want her involved, is because they think there's a chance for that. Austin asks us on YouTube, Scary Terry wants out of Washington. Do they trade a guy like Sky Moore for him? Just throwing it out there.
do you think the Commanders would do a straight up one for one trade with Terry McLaurin and Sky Moore?
Austin needs clarification for his reputation. He's on the line here. He says, just to clarify, yes, he meant more than just Sky Moore. He's worth about $30. I think Austin meant just including Sky Moore in a trade. Sky Moore would actually be kind of an interesting fit. I know Tommy doesn't want to hear this, but I'm not sure anybody's ever disliked a player more than Tommy dislikes Sky Moore.
Well, I mean, I've had multiple opportunities to, you know, have him get back into my good graces, and he breaks my heart every single time.
Stylistically, he would be interesting for Washington because he's a run after the catch guy, which I think is what they're trying to design their offense for. But anyway,
let me tell you, first off, the Chiefs are not trading for Terry McLaurin. So I mean,
he wants $30 million.
Let's just put that out there first. But if they did, they're not going to, but if they did, what would be a more likely scenario is that they would trade for Terry McLaurin. They wouldn't include Sky Moore in the trade and they would just cut Sky Moore. Like that's more likely to happen than trying to throw him in as part of a trade or any trade for that matter. I don't care who you're trying to go and get. I'm not sure there are any teams in the NFL that way. It might actually be a deterrent for a team to make a trade with the Chiefs if the Chiefs say, you've got to take Sky Moore off our hands. I think what would be more than likely would be that whatever trade would happen, they would then cut Sky Moore. He's not making the final roster. And so why would a team trade for him? You can just pick him up off of waivers or sign him to a practice squad or whatever, once the preseason is done.
Yeah, no, it's, It's not happening. It's not happening because his salary demands are very high. But yeah, it's Sky Moore over here catching strays on a Friday morning. It does bring up a point, though, as we get into a preseason game tonight. 9 o'clock. I think Andy Reid's not going to play the starters. I think he's going to use them in the third game. That doesn't mean everybody, though. I don't think he's going to play Kelce or Mahomes or Hollywood Brown. But I think he'll play Josh Simmons. You know what I mean? Like, I think he'll play some guys that are going to start. But I think as far as the dress rehearsal or whatever the Chiefs want to call that, the quarter of that, I feel like that's going to end up being next week, which is fine. What I would love to see tonight, I'll be honest with you, Tommy, is a lot of Jalen Royals and a lot of Breshad Smith. That's what I would love to see. Get those guys. Now that the urgency with is lower if Sky Moore is going to be there for the first 4 weeks.
You mean Rashee Rice, not Sky Moore.
Sky Moore might be there the first.
No, probably not.
Yeah, Rashee Rice. So, because now you're looking at a wide receiver room that's healthy. I mean, assuming Hollywood Brown's there, you're going to have, right, Juju and Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown and Travis Kelce. Jalen Royals may not see the field in that scenario, but you still need to get him ready. There will be a point this year, almost certainly, that you will want or need Royals to be a part of this thing. Because what are the chances Hollywood Brown stays healthy? We've already seen Worthy dealing with a concussion issue. Juju Smith-Schuster is like 60 in football years. And Rashee Rice, at some point, we still feel like is going to get suspended most likely. So at some point, Royals is going to be a key piece for the Chiefs for some stretch of games this year, maybe more than that. So I would still like to, and honestly, there's less risk probably, Tommy, in really letting him play for a little bit tonight because you don't need him early. If something were to happen, that injury risk that you always bring up in the preseason maybe is lessened a little bit because you know you're going to have Rice now to open the season. So again, get him out there. Kind of the same thing for me with Breshad Smith. Pacheco may not stay healthy all season, but he's healthy right now. So if you're going to choose a time to be aggressive in the acclimation of the rookie, Breshad Smith, do it now. Do it. So tonight, that's kind of what I would like to see, is basically a lot from the rookies, and I don't expect to see anything from anybody else.
If you take the Rashee Rice looming suspension off the table for a second, generally speaking, the wide receiver room for Kansas City is deeper than it's probably been in the entire time Patrick Mahomes has been the starting quarterback for the team.
Not as top heavy, maybe.
Not as top heavy. And I've said it multiple times. I know we've talked about it before on this program, that it feels like to me that Jalen Royals, and again, notwithstanding the Rashee Rice suspension, but Jalen Royals, I think generally speaking, has less pressure on his shoulders than the predecessors that came in the years before him, and Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy.
100%.
Because the cupboard was quite a bit more bare with both Rice and Worthy. With Rice, he came in with very, very little. Like the wide receivers that were on that roster at the time, I know they had Juju that year, Rashee Rice's rookie season, I believe, or maybe that was the year that Juju left. I think that was the year actually that Juju left. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, I believe, was on. Like, they didn't have much at wide receiver. So the expectation was that Rashee Rice could step into a pretty prominent role early on. It took a little bit of time for him to get to that point. Xavier Worthy, you kind of thought initially in his rookie season last year that he could ease into it some, and then the wide receiver started dropping like flies, and he was forced into a role. That could always happen with Jalen Royals. Hope it doesn't. I mean, I hope everybody stays healthy.
Now it has happened times four, though.
Exactly. There's much more depth at wide receiver than there was before, and I like that for Jalen Royals, even though on the negative side, if you wanted to look at it glass half empty of like, well, he might not see the field because of the depth and the health and all of that, everything is good for Kansas City. Again, notwithstanding the Rashee Rice suspension that's looming. But I think that's a good thing for Jalen Royals to be able to not have the weight of the world on his shoulders, and he can ease his way into an NFL career.
I do too. I also think he's further along in his progress, it feels like, from the things we're hearing than the other guys, which is another interesting wrinkle. That doesn't mean he's better than them, by the way. like when we say that, that Royals feels like he's further along in learning the offense and all that, doesn't mean he's more talented. It just means he's further along than they were at this point. I think Xavier Worthy is being severely undervalued. I think the way he ended last year was pretty incredible. I think he showed far more versatility as a receiver over the course of the year. It just took some time, like it did with Rice. Now, I mean, it's hard to, like, who do you think, if they're both healthy, has the better season, Rice or Worthy? I think is a really fun question to think about. I think it's probably still Rice, but I'm not sure that it's a foregone conclusion, which is the way a lot of people treat it, right? I think the reason that I've loved the prospects of the Chiefs offense are twofold. One, the offensive line, which we talked about, has to at least be a little better. And this receiver room, I mean, Tommy, they are going to run five legitimate pass catching options almost every play. And they have more than that, right? If Smith gets into a McKinnon role, if Royals can be a gadget guy, now you're talking about six or seven different guys that you could, if they were to take that thing high octane, up tempo, and have one or two routes down the field on every play, you're going to gas the defense. Like, they have a chance to be really special offensively this year. And I know it's been a little slow the last couple. And so people have kind of, I think people still want to call Mahomes the GOAT because he's such a great winner. I think some people forget that Mahomes was originally the GOAT because he can pile it up. And I think if you know, this is lining up now with this, with the Rice suspension coming later, for the Chiefs to come out of the gates swinging on offense. And I think they're going to. And I think we're not going to see much of it in the preseason, but I think when we hit week one, it will be full steam ahead and they will be rocking and rolling right out of the gates.
You mentioned the players that you want to see tonight, and Jalen Royals and Breshard Smith. I think there are four players offensively that I would like to see something from. And that is on the offensive line. I'd like to see more reps from Josh Simmons. Sure. I'd like to see Kingsley Suamataia, see if he can actually do something productive at left guard. And I'd like to see Jalen Moore rotate in there as well, because they're going to need a contingency plan at left guard. And those, you know, other than Simmons, like Suamataia and Moore are not rookies. And I want to see them get some reps in tonight's game. And then the fourth one, you mentioned Breshard Smith. I want to see if the Chiefs have anything at all in Elijah Mitchell. He got a little bit of run in the first preseason game, and it wasn't bad, but it was very brief and very limited. I'd like to see them give him a little bit of run, because I think if they do that in the second preseason game, we'll all have a pretty good idea if he is going to be somebody that can get a roster spot and back up Pacheco and be a contributor in some way, shape, or form offensively for this team. So that would be somebody even outside of Breshard Smith that I'd like to see get some reps tonight. And obviously he's not a rookie either. So those would be guys that I really would be looking at least offensively, that I'd like to get a little bit of run.
Yeah, look, Mitchell, fully healthy, Mitchell has more upside than Hunt as a backup, but Hunt has all the safety, which is why he's so secure and why they felt like it was important to get him back there. He's a safety play, and I get it. So it's a dart. Carry four backs, then yeah, I want to see what Mitchell has too.
With Elijah Mitchell, it's a dart throw. I think everybody knows it's a dart throw, you know, to see if he can be productive at all. But you're not going to know unless you give him some run in a preseason game. And he got a little bit last week. I think he got three carries in that first game against the Cardinals. I'd like to see him get seven or eight, you know, somewhere around there, just to see if he's got some juice left.
Yeah, we'll find out. They play at 9 o'clock tonight. All right, when we come back, we'll talk a little baseball on the other side. We'll get to some of the other stories in the sports world. Don't go away. It's Sports Daily on a Friday.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.